There's been little change in the prison population. In the first week of October last year, there were 22,000 inmates in state prison. A year later, there are only 300 fewer. State prisons are still operating with 4,000 more inmates than they were designed to hold. But those numbers don't tell the whole story. Between December and August, more than 7,000 inmates were released, only 263 of them under the Earned Release Program. And of those 263, only 5 have been charged with new crimes. Department of Corrections spokesman Terry Streveler says the goal of the program is to reduce overcrowding and recidivism slowly and safely by releasing 40 to 50 inmates a month. But he says there's a caveat.
You could have a number of individuals who pose minimal risk to the community, done their treatment in the institution, have got a great release plan, and met all the criteria for consideration for release. On the other end of it, you could have a number of individuals who do not meet those criteria. They're not going to be released under this release mechanism.
Those criteria guarantee that earned release is not available to a long list of felons serving time for violent crimes and any sex-related offense. And he says the key to the program's success is the effectiveness of an array of post-release programs.
County activities that are taking place, multiple things in this puzzle that are starting to, that have been coming together, where we're doing this safely, but we're trying to do it much more smartly.
Still, the program is under fire from both the Democratic and Republican candidates for governor who say it's a threat to public safety. So it's not at all clear that the program will continue once a new administration takes office. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.